I've always called her Nina. She was like 19 years old. And then all of a sudden, this bundle of stuff, which was me, and showed up on her doorstep. And she embraced parenthood when she didn't have to. And the family we used to migrate, we traveled the migrant farm worker circuit.
What was it like being a migrant farm worker?
Well, it was equal parts hardship and poverty. I remember an immigration raid that I experienced when I was about 13 in this tomato field. My family, we were citizens, and there were other folks there, other crews. Many of them were citizens, and many of them also were undocumented aliens. And this caravan of about 5 or 6 olive green vans stormed into the field, and people were stampeded into a ditch and beaten and handcuffed and dragged away. I could hear the noise that the batons made on the heads and on their bodies. And my uncle grabbed my shoulder and said, just stay still. And they just passed us by. They were chasing people who would run. To this day, I can smell the dirt and the fear. It's been years, but it's vivid in my memory. And I didn't know exactly at that moment that I wanted to go into law, but it struck a profound chord in my being. I saw people being afraid of other people, people with authority. That's not the way we should be. But also, if there's one thing that my nana gave me, was a desire to learn and to succeed in school.
Didn't your nana say that she was not going to get married until you went to college?
Yeah, she did. So I went to Yale. It was a culture shock to the extreme. Our entire family could probably have existed for a month on all the food that was thrown away from just one dining hall at Yale. And now I'm a public defender. I defend people who are accused of federal criminal violations. And it is an ongoing struggle. You know, laws should be enforced. Folks who violate it should be prosecuted. But there is a dignity that sometimes gets forgotten, a human dignity that gets trampled on. And if we forget that, then we forget our own humanity. So if the things that I do while I walk this planet help improve somebody's life, then that, for me, that's enough.